High School Sports on KTNC, brought to you by Community Medical Center, Poppy Realty and Management, Southeast Nebraska Communication, Salem Grain and Barge, American Family Insurance, Runza, Consolidated Grain, F&M Bank, Peru State College, El Camino Electric, Farm and City Supply, Frontier Bank, Farm Bureau, Dins Country Meats, and Armbruster Motor Company.
Good afternoon, everybody, from the Beatrice City Auditorium. It's time for the Medectus Conference Tournament semifinals today. Today we have 7 games that we are bringing you either here on KTNC or on Sunny 101.3. Most of the games are here for them on KTNC today and tonight, and the others on Sunny 101.3. So right now, we are getting ready for the Fall City Sacred Heart and Parkview Christian Patriots Girls A-Division semifinal, between the Irish coming in here with a record on the year of 10-3 and Parkview Christian coming in here with a record of 10-2 on the season. So that is what is coming up for you now here on KTNC. Again, remind all your friends, if your game is on today, you can hear it on 12:30 a.m. on 107.1 FM or on the World Wide Web at mscsports.net. Hit the listen live button or hit the stage on KTNC or KLZA. Here today we have Sacred Heart and Parkview coming up first at 3:30, followed at 5 o'clock by the Johnson Brock and Southern girls game, followed by the game after that at 5:30. Today, it will be in the boys' Irish 6:30, it'll be 10-2, Fall City Sacred Heart taking on Palmyra. And the final game of the night at 8:30 tonight, it will be Humboldt Table Rock Skeener boys taking on Pawnee City in the B Division semifinal. Those B Division semifinals at the Beatrice City, at the Beatrice Middle School, the A Division game at the Beatrice City Auditorium. So you're kind of caught up with what we've got going on here this afternoon. And to see the teams are out here warming up, we'll take a 2-minute break. We'll be back and look at the starting lineups on KTNC.
Insurance can be confusing. Contact Community Insurance Group of Pawnee City, Tecumseh and Humboldt. Independent agents Nanette Hatfield, Randy Miller, Howard Beckla, Linda Henriksen, Travis Davison, Kelly Shoup, Kay Leach, and Kim Thornburg are ready to help you get the best insurance coverage at the right price. Farm, home, auto, crop, or business insurance. If you don't know insurance, know your agents. Contact Community Insurance Group's independent agents in Pawnee City, Tecumseh, and Humboldt, and put them to work for you.
Here's a testimonial from our Sunny 101.3 morning DJ about our new doctor at CMC.
Hi, my name is Jeff Nichols. I just had my right knee replaced by Community Medical Center in Fall City's new orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Stripes. I just want to say what a great experience it was and how great Dr. Stripes and his staff were, and also Community Medical Center in Fall City.
Stateline Ag of Dawson, Nebraska for DeKalb Seeds, a history of success. It's more than a goal, it's your legacy. That's why you can place your confidence in consistently superior yields of DeKalb and grow boldly. Backed by 100% exclusive genetics and leading innovations to help your crop stand stronger and fill your bins faster. Ask your dealer how DeKalb can help you ensure a future of performance. Stateline Ag of Dawson for DeKalb Seeds. Call Neil or Will with your seed questions.
Dins Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Dins Country Meats is a USDA inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Dins Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years with several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Dins Country Meats in Table Rock.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back here to Beatrice City Auditorium. Let's take a look at the starting lineup here this afternoon for the ball game between Parkview Christian and Fall City Sacred Heart. Parkview Christian's head coach is Vince Hensel, and his starting lineup today with a few changes along the way because I guess some kids that said, well, this one graduated and this one didn't make school today, so that happens. And the starting lineup includes Inessa Anderson, the senior. They don't have the heights listed for the team members. A couple of young ladies that are pretty tall, about three of them actually. Angela Chumber is a junior. Priscilla Cabrales is a sophomore. Now, Lena D'Souza, senior. And Caroline DeSantos, also a senior for Parkview Christian, the Patriots, as they get ready to start this game with Sega. For the Irish today, for Coach Luke Sano, he'll go with his regular five starters. 5'10 senior, Rachel Magdans. 5'8 junior, Olivia Eichhoff. 5'4 senior, Lauren Malone. 5'7 junior, Jessica Wartenberger. And 6' senior, Harrison Vonderschmidt. So again, for the Irish today, Rachel Magdans, Olivia Eichhoff, Lauren Malone, Jessica Wartenberger, and Harrison Vonderschmidt. That is the starting five today for the Lady Irish. Getting ready, their teams are huddled up with their coaches here, getting final instructions before the ball game gets underway here this afternoon. First of four coming up here today. See, our boys will play the 6:30 game tonight. We'll have that as they take on Palmyra tonight. And the Johnson Brock girls in action next year. We will have that one for you as well when Johnson Brock takes on the Southern High Raiders. See, Southern, but that's Johnson Brock coming in over there. Can't tell if wearing red. It's hard to tell. At least some of the next teams coming up are already here. Getting ready to introduce the starters. Have our names in here today. Jay Hurts got a few fans here. Probably 25 of them over there as they get ready for this ball game. Production's on the way right now. The game system's a little loud to talk over, so we won't try that. There we go. And after that, we'll have a nice time. So right now, we'll take this 2-minute break. We'll take this 2-minute break. We'll be back to the tip off between the Patriots and the Irish on KTNC.
Need to file an insurance claim, update your policies, or apply for home or auto insurance? KC Agency is your independent insurance agency located at the First National Bank of Johnson and at the Auburn branch of First National Bank of Johnson. When you need home, auto, or agricultural insurance, see KC Agency, your independent insurance agency at First National Bank of Johnson or at the Auburn branch of First National Bank of Johnson and take care of your banking and insurance needs all in one stop.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbruster's go the extra mile.
Main Street Bank with 7 locations in Southeast Nebraska, operating full-service locations in Cook, Louisville, Peru, Syracuse, Tecumseh, Virginia, and Wymore. Main Street Bank clearly identifies the hometown character of the Heartland. Main Street Bank was founded to help fuel people's dreams. Member FDIC. Main Street Bank close to you in Southeast Nebraska, in the towns of Cook, Louisville, Peru, Syracuse, Tecumseh, Virginia, and Wymore.
A branch of Western National Bank.
Poppy Realty and Farm Management is having a land auction selling the Fern Keithley Farm and John Huber Farm on Saturday, February 5th at 10 a.m. at the Falls City Elks Club. To be auctioned off are two tracts. Tract 1, located north of Falls City, is 160 acres with 156 certified crop acres. Tract 2, located just east of Falls City, with 117 acres, 99 certified crop acres. The land auction of the Fern Keithley and John Huber Farms will be Saturday, February 5th, 10 a.m. at the Falls City Elks Club, conducted by Poppy Realty and Farm Management.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
All right, ready to go here at the Bianca City Auditorium as this game is just about ready to get underway here this afternoon. Standing in the center circle for the Patriots is going to be Caroline Dos Santos. She towers over Harrison Varnersman, who's listed as 6 foot, so she's at least, she's taller than I am, she's at least 6'4", I would guess. So here we go. City Hart, the Boozers on the scoreboard today, they'll go left or right toward the south goal here in the first half. Ball tipped, Eichhoff directs it back over Malone, and the Irish in the front court of the ball. Eichhoff to Malone, out top, back on the right wing with it, Olivia Eichhoff. Zone defense here by the Patriots. Swinging over the top, Magdans in the corner, Wurtenberger for two, just inside the line, up and good. The Irish had the first 2 points of the ball game here. To the front court with the basketball now, coming up the floor with it will be D'Souza. That's Melinda D'Souza. Off the right side now for Cabrales. She holds it, gives the ball to DeSantos. Pass underneath on the left block, spinning inside, shot up, no good by D'Souza. Follow-up rebound is no good. She got poked in the eye. She came to the rebound, and I'm guessing she has contacts. Yep. So it knocked contact out of her eye. Lena D'Souza comes to the bench. She'll be replaced in there now by Jay Smith. And that's all we have. They added these players, and all they gave was initials. Smith into the ball game. About 6 foot, it looks like they pass her the ball. She'll fire up a tray. Oh, my. And rips the net on her. Put in a game. The first thing, she grabs the ball, and she puts it up and in, and the Patriots have the lead 3-2. At the free throw line, Vonderschmidt with it. Off to Wurtenberger from the free throw circle. Off the mark, no good. Rebound to Anderson. On the run, Malone backing up. Malone held her ground, stole the ball, and then it's knocked away by Anessa Anderson. Now, Lauren Malone is listed as a 5'4" senior. This is the first time this year that she has a size advantage on the girl she's probably going to be guarding today. Or will be in the zone. Anessa Anderson is a senior, but she's no more than 5'1 or 5'2". All right, Eichhoff out of the right side, over the top. Magdans fakes, gives the ball up to Malone. Right side again, it goes. Eichhoff, skip it over. Magdans for three, it's up, it's good. Rachel Magdans with a triple, and the Irish retake the lead now, 5-3. Here we go, back the other way with the Patriots having the ball. 2 minutes gone by, 5-3, St. Arm with it is Smith. Back to D'Souza at the Santos, excuse me. DeSantos gets the ball off, passes the ball around now to Angela Chimber. She'll fire it up for about 18 feet. It's up and it's good. It's a 5-5 ball game. Our first tie of the afternoon. Patriots are 10-2. They have struggled over the years in basketball. And now throwing it over the top, and Barnes' shot is rejected by Dos Santos, but she's going to pick up the foul. That will be her first foul of the ball game. And that will put St. Hart's Harrison Vonderschmidt at the free throw line to shoot two here. Free throw up by the left-handed senior on the way. It is good. Back into the contest now, counted by Lena D'Souza for the Patriots. Harrison Vonderschmidt with that bucket now has 1,318 points in her career, and 1,319 now. She's climbing up the ladder toward that all-time record at St. Hart for the girls of 1,408 points. 7-5, St. Hart. Come back the other way now. Inside, Magdan tried to save it, got her foot on the line. Out of bounds, it will stay with the Patriots on their end. In batting will be Dos Santos. She'll down on everybody, get popped in there to D'Souza. Back out to the top. pass to the corner, stolen away by Wurtenberger. Just got to run 4-on-2, seeing Art Stott. Lobs underneath, caught by Varnerschmidt, up and in for her first field goal. And the Irish are up 9-5. To the front court with the ball. Here comes DeSosa. Inside for Dos Santos. It didn't connect. It's deflected out of bounds by the Irish. It will stay with the Patriots once again. 4:56 left in this opening period. Take the ball out top to Anderson. Anderson with the basketball, moving up, bounce pass down low. Kick to the left corner and a three ball on the way. No good by Smith. And the rebound is out of bounds. Nobody can get to it. Ball goes out of bounds. Sagerhart will have it with a 9-5 lead. 4:45 to go here in period number one. Sagerhart coming up the floor. Malone with it on the right side. Get the ball ahead. Eichhoff over the top of the defense. Varnerschmidt missed that one. And the rebound is brought down by DeSosa. Shook him up. Give it to Anderson. Back to DeSosa. Swinging right side for Chumber. In the corner now for Smith. Smith holds and looks. Sagerhart playing man-to-man defense here. Out top again is Anderson. Right side, they'll play that side of the floor. Into the middle, they get it in there. And DeSantis knocked away. Varnerschmidt with the steal. Varnerschmidt go all the way in, and a floater is up, and it's good. She's got six. Up the floor come the Patriots, down now 11-5. At the other end, we have an offensive foul call. Varnerschmidt got in there, got good position. An offensive foul on Caroline DeSantos. Her second foul. So she's going to have to be careful now. 3:52 to go in the opening period. 11-5, Sagerhart. To the front court. It's Magdan's right side into the game for the Irish. Now it's Delaney. Throws into the middle. It's tipped away. Magdan's ends up with it. Misses it long. Rebound on the weak side. Brought down by Chumber. Chumber to DeSosa. Lobbed inside to DeSantos. And a foul, I think, to be on Magdan's here. Double zero, Rachel Magdan's with the first foul of the game on the Irish. And the free throw line, Caroline DeSantos. Tall young lady, sets, fires, up, off the back, no good. She actually, I don't know, she looks taller than the girl from Elmwood Murdoch who's listed at 6'5". I don't know if she is, but it looks like she could be at least that tall. Second one on the way up, and two hops on the rim, no good. Rebound to Varnerschmidt, and here come the Irish the other way. Wurtenberger with it, left side with in the corner. It goes down there now to Emma Littrell is into the ball game. They're sneaking in on me down here in front of me. Witt for three in the left circle on the rim. No good. Rebound grabbed up by DeSantos. Here come the Patriots. 3 minutes to go in the quarter. Down 11-5. To the front. Take the ball around to the right side now. Give the ball over there to Smith on the far side. Trying to go inside. It's going to be off the hands of Delaney Witt out of bounds. And it will be Patriots basketball underneath their own bucket. We get everybody set here. All right. From the baseline, Smith over the corner with it. DeSousa out top. Chumber with a three on the way. No good. Rebound brought down by Wurtenberger on the run ahead. Inside, Witt drives in, shoots, no good. Rebound is picked up there by Chumber. Chumber ahead now to Sosa. Over to Smith. Thought about the triple. Didn't do it. Didn't pull the trigger. We'll leave it for Anderson with 2:22 to go in the quarter. And now a three-pointer on the way off the rim. No good by Anderson. Rebound to Wurtenberger off the tip of Eichhoff. Give it to Olivia Eichhoff. Free throw circle. Up and switch. Right side of the circle. And the Irish up now 13-5. To the front once again will be DeSousa. And he got the ball away to Anderson, and traveling is called. So Coach Luke Sand will bring it in. Back into the game will be Lauren Malone. Back is Rachel Magdans, and in for the first time today is Macy Keller, 6 foot junior for the Irish. And as I get everybody lined up, we got three players on the left side of the floor. Now it's the Magdans over there, back cross court to Witt, the top to Malone, over to Magdans, fake to three, inside to Keller, too far out, says no. Magdans fakes the defender out, three ball, got it. Rachel Magdans was 6 early in the ball game. 16-15, saved her heart, that's her second triple. The Irish find themselves up 11 with a minute 20 to go in the first quarter. Down to the right side now, Anderson with it. Give the ball out top. DeSantos intercepted the pass to Sousa. Driving inside and will be fouled by Macy Keller. Her first foul, team foul number 2. Minute 8 left in this first quarter at the line shooting a pair, Melina DeSousa. Ready, free throw up, no good. She'll have another one here. Priscilla Cabrales checks back in and also into the game. Is number 5 checking in. This is Nyaba Luol. Free throw on the way up and off the back, no good. Malone had the rebound and is taken down by Littrell. Littrell to Witt. Back to Malone on the right side. Back to Laney Witt. Left corner, Littrell. Back to Magdans to the top. They'll swing it around now. Malone back around the perimeter of the zone defense here with 50 seconds to go in the first quarter. Coach Sandoval shouting out instructions. Over to Magdans. Three ball left corner. Too strong that time. And the rebound is grabbed up there by Cabrales. Cabrales coming up the floor, gives the ball up to Sousa, ahead now to Luol, and Coach Luke Sando down, crouched down on his normal catching position, almost got the ball, quickly backing himself off the baseline, taking around to Cabrales, inside, stolen by Keller, and she got her toe on the line out of bounds with 19 seconds to go in the first quarter. So a couple of free, no, inbounding will be the Patriots, all right. Out top, Anderson. Anderson gives the ball up again to DeSouza. To the left corner to Luol. And back around, 9 on the clock, still playing catch. Luol for 3, too strong, rebound to Magdans. On the run, pass mid-court, and she lost the handle on the basketball, trying to get set to shoot it. 16-5, Sagan Hart after 1. We're back in 1 minute on KTNC.
Rick Karras is your Golden Harvest seed dealer at Bruna Implement in Humboldt, Nebraska. Golden Harvest is working hard to deliver high-yielding seed because your success is our success. For the right Golden Harvest seed for your unique fields, Rick Karras is ready to help you get ready for the next planting season. Call Rick at 402-862-3251. Great corn and soybeans, and ask about zero interest.
What is fast? Race car? A cheetah? Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play Bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Falls City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back here to the Beatrice City Auditorium, where it is the end of the first quarter, and City Hart has a lead of 16-5 over Parkview Christian. City Hart went 2-of-2 at the line in the first period, while the Patriots went 0-for-4 in that first quarter today. Coming up, Johnson Brock and Southern after this one. And CR and Palmyra Boys in the first boys semifinal here today. The Irish played pretty well. A couple of three balls from Rachel Magdans in that first four, 6 points for Harrison Vonnerschmidt. That team's breaking huddle. At 8 minutes up on the clock, we're ready to roll here at the Beatrice City Auditorium. But so we get one of the get out of the way, Clint Kimbrough. Out there standing in front of the scorer's table on the court. Now, sit down now. There you go. We'll give him a lot of grief about that. Holding up the whole shebang. Out to the top of the come around the perimeter with it will be the Patriots. They have the basketball now out on the right side with it. Faking the three to D'Souza. She'll give the ball up and now over on the left side. A long three-pointer. Short no good by Anderson. Anderson, rebound brought down by Wartenberger again. Wartenberger up the floor in the corner to Eichhoff. Eichhoff pulls up, shoots around and around, and goes and in the hole. And the Irish are up now by a score of 18-5. Good, sir. Shea Hart up by 13 here early in the first half. Second quarter action now. And the ball goes over the right side with D'Souza again, and now comes back to Anderson. Anderson works the ball around, and with it will be Luoff. Luoff will give the ball again to D'Souza. Dribbles, turns, passes over. Now again to Anderson. Dribbles in, guarded by Eichner, by Wartenberger, knocked away. Picked up by Magdans, ahead to Malone. All the way to the hole, up and good for Big Hart Senior. Lauren Malone, her first two of the game, and it's now 20-5, Sacred Heart. Parkview, 10-2 on the year. Now take it around. It's going to be a pass inside. Knocked away. Stolen away by Vonnerschmidt to Malone. Ahead to Wartenberger in the paint. Dribbles through the lane. On the right side, being chased, being grabbed, and a foul will be called. That will be a foul on Nyaba Luol. She gets the foul. That will be her first foul again. She'll check out. Timeout called by the Patriots. They trail 20-5, and we're back in 30 seconds. On KTNC.
Life can be tough at times, especially when dealing with the loss of a loved one. Weary Mortuary understands what you're going through and can make things a bit easier for you during your time of grief. Whether you're pre-planning or making final arrangements, Joe Davis and Todd Deerberger are expert advisors and can assist you with the necessary plans. Weary Mortuary in Southeast Nebraska, with homes in Humboldt, Pawnee City, and Tecumseh. Weary Mortuary. Their family serving your family.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
6:26 left in this first half. The Irish up 20-5 here, our girls' game. Vince Hensel took the timeout for Parkview Christian. Talking about defensive effort down there is my understanding from the conversation and the gyrations I can see from up here on the stage of the auditorium. St. Hart with a starting five in the lineup at the moment. It's going to be Irish basketball. Vonnerschmidt will inbound it. From the baseline, everybody lined up on the right side of the lane, brings it into Eichhoff. Olivia back out to Malone. Now the Patriots switch up, and three-pointer on the way, right side up and good. Rachel Magdans is her third three-pointer this first half. She's closed in on 1,000 career points. Keep shooting that way, she could get there today. Out top of the basketball, it goes out again to Anderson. Anderson guarded out there now by Eichhoff. Dribbling, stopping, lobbing it to the inside. Ball loose. Tipped away by the Irish, and then DeSantos dribbles the ball, and it goes out of bounds. Dribbles on the baseline. Shaking our ball. Lauren Malone up the floor for the Irish. to the right side. Hands off to Eichhoff. And we back to Magdins. Rachel spins back the other way. Backs up. Bounce pass across to Malone. Malone with a basketball. Dribbles around. Around one defender. A pass to another one. Give it up to Eichhoff. Shoots it. Missed it. Rebound grabbed up there by Santos. Now they do have a 32 now. That is Jada Smith. All right. Jada Smith. We got a couple of names during the quarter break here. Jada Smith on the right side. Lob it into DeSantos. Too tall on the pass. Out of bounds it goes, and it will be Stegar basketball. Stegar to the front court with it again. The Eichhoff, now to Magdins, free throw, pass underneath. Irishman, good job of the defense that time by DeSouza. The Irish missed it. Well, that might have been a travel there by Smith. Out top to Anderson. There we go. Back the other way. And a shot up, no good, by DeSantos. Rebound to Lauren Malone. Lauren gets it out of there, up the floor, and a blocking foul called as Eichhoff makes a move to the basket. Foul will go on Angela Chumbar, her first. Team foul number 4 of the half. Now a lob in from the baseline to Delaney Wood, who just checked in during the timeout. The Magdans out top, running from the right to the left, leaves it in the free throw circle. Bonnersmith puts a move around, and the scoop won't go with the rebound to DeSantos. She'll go the head up the floor, and a steal by Wurtenberger. Wurtenberger with the steal all the way to hold off, and good, her second hoop of the ball game. 25-5 now. Sage Hart with the lead, and here is a ball forced up. Rebound brought down by the Irish. Picking it off there was Eichhoff. All the way in, she goes to Vonderschmidt. Scramble for the loose ball as Mary had it knocked away. Now into the game comes Macy Keller again. Vonderschmidt out, and also out is going to be Jessica Wurtenberger and Emma Littrell back in the ball game. So the Irish inbound, Magdans a trigger from the baseline, looks into Keller, left side of the floor, straddles the three-point line, gives it Eichhoff. Patriots went back here to the zone. No, they're still man-to-man. They're just playing way off the Irish. Keller, free throw line, leaves it back for Witt. Delaney moving left, pulls up, stops, gives the ball to Keller. Keller with the basketball, dribbles, stops, gives it back to Magdans to the 3:20 mark of the second quarter. An Irish lead of 20 points at the moment. Get the ball off to Littrell, and now back to Eichhoff. Olivia spins in from the right side of the lane on the flat iron. Won't go. Rebound to Smith. Jada Smith with the rebound, and she'll bring it up the floor herself here. Goes to the top of the circle, keeps the dribble down the lane, forces it up, blocked, taken away by St. Arts, Emma Littrell. To Magdans up the floor, got bumped off her spot, runs down the loose ball, gets it away to Eichhoff, and now back over Witt for three. It's up, it's off the mark. Rebound Eichhoff at the free throw line, and she'll reset the offense. Olivia Eichhoff will hand it to Delaney Witt out between the circles, moving right. Oh, she's giving up a lot of size to her defender there, Jada Smith. A lot taller than Delaney Witt. Now down to Keller on the baseline on the right side, bounce pass inside Eichhoff. Posted up, missed it, too strong. Rebound on the far side to Angela Chumber. Angel Chumber, excuse me. 2:10 to go in the half. Up by 20 are the Irish girls, 25-5. And out top and an offensive foul. I did not see what happened. They call that on Anessa. She must have hooked the defender with her arm. Malone in for Magdans for the Irish. Sits down with 9 points, the 2:05 mark. She's been battling that sore ankle and ankle sprain off and on for the last 2 or 3 weeks. looks pretty good here today, moving well. Eichhoff up the floor on the left side, stops, looks, wanders to Bonner Schmidt, couldn't get her the ball, back to Witt from the left to the right side, underneath Littrell, and there's Caroline DeSantos using all that height and those long arms to knock the ball out of bounds. So Eichhoff inbound from the baseline, bounce pass in to Witt, who looks up, and DeSantos was there. Man, she couldn't shoot it. Tried to pass to Bonnerschmidt. Couldn't get it to her. And here come the Patriots with the ball with 90 seconds to go in the first half, down by 20. Minute 28 to go. Smith out top to Sosa. Over to DeSantos. Jimmy drives in. And a blocking foul on Bonnerschmidt, who lost her balance, fell down. And then Caroline DeSantos tripped over her. And it's a long ways to the floor when you're that tall. They're going to go check on her. Bonnerschmidt picks up her first foul, team foul number 4 on Sacred Heart now. So I think it appears like she hit her knee when she went down, working on her left leg, flexing it a little bit. Well, while they're working with her, we'll take a 30-second timeout and be back here at Beatrice at the Medeckis Tournament.
Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson can handle all your grain. They provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Up and off the floor, Caroline DeSantos able to jog over the bench. But now Patriots will inbound the ball, get it in there to Anderson. Back down in the corner with the basketball now is Jada Smith. Fired it up there, no good. Rebound, loose ball picked up by Eichhoff. Olivia on the run the other way. Inside the arc, spins in, off the lane, about a 5-footer, up and good. She has 6, and it's 27-5. Sigart, just under a minute to go. Dribbles out near the midcourt circle, comes off all at once. Chumber to the left side, DeSosa. DeSosa stops, leaves the ball off to Chumber again. In the middle, knocked away by Bonnerschmidt, picks it up, to the floor from behind the ball game, gets fouled by Judah Schmidt, her first, team foul number 6 on the Patriots. Magdan's back in the ball game for the Irish. Also back in is Wurtenberger. Malone will sit, and also Littrell. 30 seconds to go in the half. Coach Luke Sando calling out a play. Like Magdan's going to hold it out in front of the Patriots bench. They're coming out farther, sneaking out there. Now they've moved in, maybe back to man-to-man, at least part of them. Yeah, I think it's man-to-man now. Witt falls down, lost her balance, gets it to Bonnerschmidt, throws it up, no good. You got her own rebound, it's up, it's good. Bonnerschmidt with 8 for a first back of the second quarter. And at the half, it's Ball City's Sacred Heart, 29, and the Parkview Christian Patriots 5. They did not score in quarter number 2 here today for the Irish. 29-5 at halftime. We're back in 2 minutes on KTNC.
Where do you find credibility in a bank? At State Bank of Table Rock. They're your locally owned and operated bank that have been around since 1895. They offer big city service with small town friendliness. And now, mobile banking. They're your community-minded bank, providing personalized professional service and a complete line of banking options. State Bank of Table Rock, with locations in Pawnee City, Dubois, Humboldt, and Table Rock, and Roca Loan Production Office in Tecumseh, member FDIC.
You always dreamed about owning your first house, or car, or business, but you also had nightmares. Introducing the May Only My Good Dreams Come True policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, ring fearlessly.
American Family Insurance and Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
For details, contact Brent Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Fall City.
A rewarding career with a leader in global manufacturing is waiting for you at FAST. We are proud to be 100% employee-owned, where you can accumulate shares of stock in the business. Apply now at fastsolutions.com/careers and be on your way to a $2,500 to $5,000 bonus, plus a $5,000 relocation bonus where applicable. FAST is an equal opportunity employer.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sized onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Let's see who the first half scoring here this afternoon in our ball game for the Parkview Christian Patriots, Coach Vince Hensel. They got off to a decent start. Jada Smith with a three-pointer when she came in the game. That gave her squad a 3-2 lead. And Angel Chumber had a two-pointer. They were, at that point, down 7-5. And they did not score after that. It was 5-5, and since that time, the Irish have ran off 22 in a row on the offensive end. For State Hart in the first half, Rachel Magdand with 9 points, 6 for Olivia Eichhoff, 8 for Arizen Vonderschmidt, 4 for Jessica Wartenberger, and 2 for Lauren Malone, for their total of 29 in the first half for the Irish. They did not shoot a free throw in the second quarter, went 2-for-2. In the first quarter, Patriots didn't shoot any either in the second quarter. They are 0-4 in the game at the line at this point. 4 o'clock game in the girls' B division about to get underway, or maybe just underway, over the Beatrice City Auditorium. That game being played today, Johnson County 7 taking on Breeding Davenport Chicley. You can hear that game over on Sunny 101.3. Right now, we'll take a 2-minute timeout. We'll check in with the weather and be back after a word again from our sponsors in just a few minutes with the second half on KTNC.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today, Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City, and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
As this year finally comes to a close, we here at F&M Bank want to wish you peace, prosperity, health, and great happiness during the year ahead. We thank you all for your continued support, and it brings us great joy to be your local bank of choice. F&M Bank takes pride in serving the banking needs of our community year after year. Happy holidays.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
El Camino Electric in Falls City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Falls City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Falls City, your electrical problem solver.
This is your Good Time Oldies station, KTNC Falls City. I'm weatherology meteorologist Amanda Edwards. We do have a winter weather advisory in effect from Friday morning until Saturday morning. As we go into Friday, we will start to see chances for rain and snowfall as we go throughout the evening. This is due to a low-pressure system that's currently situated over the Dakotas that's going to start shifting south across the state of Iowa to Nebraska, Kansas, and Missouri. Total snowfall accumulation of 2 to 4 inches possible. As we go into the rest of the weekend, however, we are going to start to see chances for warming temperatures, and we'll actually go above average temperatures yet again, seeing highs in the upper 40s on Tuesday. Your forecast for tonight shows mostly cloudy skies, the low around 30 degrees. For Friday, we'll start to see snow showers and drizzle in the morning with cloudy skies and a high at 40 degrees. And Friday night, more chances for snow and drizzle. That's your weatherology forecast on KTNC. Currently, 56.
When you need to borrow money, you probably needed it yesterday. First National Bank of Johnson understands and knows your time is valuable. That's why they make it their business to provide fast, courteous service from a bank you know and trust for loans, checking or savings accounts, and retirement accounts. Stop in and visit all the friendly staff for prompt, courteous service from a bank you know and trust. First National Bank of Johnson, member FDIC.
Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, for your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Everyone has something that they do best. Banks are no exception. Ours is investing back into the local communities that we serve. We make loans to local families and businesses. These loans generate the dollars which empower our local community. Invest in our community by banking with us. We're an equal housing lender. Frontier Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
Visit Frontier Bank in Falls City.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. Your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
It's halftime of the BF Studio Tournament, our first game of the day. Fall City's Sacred Heart girls taking on the Parkview Christian Patriots. We have a lead for the Irish of 29-5 here at halftime. Sacred Heart is the number two seed in this tournament. They beat Lewiston 53-30 in the first game they played Monday night. Parkview got here. They defeated Dell 46-36. They're 10-2 on the year, but this first half would not indicate it against what the Irish have done. The Irish have shot it pretty well, and they have handled themselves well on the inside against the much taller Caroline DeSantos, who is at least, I would say, at least 6'4". And it looks like she's all right. She got dinged up there late in that first half, and her and Larson got tangled out. I think when she went to the floor, I think she hit right on her kneecap. It looks like she's moving okay. It will be Patriots basketball, I believe, to start this third period. This is 8 Patriot players suited up. The 6 that have played are all huddled around the coaches. And there are 2 other girls who are just kind of standing way down the end of the bench all by themselves. Don't seem to be real interested in what plays are calling or what the strategy is. But hey, whatever works for you. Supposed to be fun at this level. You want to win, you're fun. 8 minutes up on the clock. It will be Smith to inbound it. Jada Smith will inbound backcourt to Mylena DeSouza. She comes up the floor. They work around in front of the Bonner Smith, knocked it loose, but recovered by the Patriots. A three-pointer put up there. No good by Chumba. Rebound to DeSouza, DeSantos. And now off the floor, Lauren Malone with the steal and the basketball. Malone gives the ball to Eichhoff. Spinning in, her shot is blocked by one and or two of the Patriot players there. Coming out of the basketball, Mylena DeSouza. She'll get it off to Anderson, who crosses the front court. And now right side, go to the top of the key. DeSantos with it. Over to Smith. Smith for three. It's on the backcourt. No good. Rebound, scramble for it, and the loose ball picked up by Eichhoff for the Irish. So, Sagan Hart with the ball. Eichhoff to the front court, dribbles, moving left, hands off to Malone on the weave, around the right side, down the lane she goes. Whoops, runs into DeSantos. Laura goes up about a foot and a half there, it looks like. Bounce pass across the lane, and a spin move with a left hand for the right side. Bonnerschmidt in double figures with 10. It's now 31-5, Sacred Heart. To the front come the Patriots, looking for their first point since the first quarter. Anderson with it on the right side wing. Hand to Smith, fires it over the top to DeSouza. She'll drive into the paint and a reach-in foul call on Wurtenberger. Jessica picks up her first foul of the game, first foul of this half. And it will be Patriot ball out of bounds. Angel Chumber will inbound it. Once Smith there, she's got her shoes all retied, ready to go. Looking to the middle. Now instead, they'll come out to the top to Anderson. High post and a shot away. In and out, no good by DeSantos. Rebound to Lauren Malone. Up the floor she goes. Magdan three ball up off the flat iron. No good. The rebound by DeSantos. She'll give the ball ahead to Chumber. Chumber had it knocked loose by Wurtenberger. Dives, pushes the ball forward, picked up by Eichhoff. In the paint, up, partially blocked, and brought down now by the Patriots. On the run the other way, they come up the floor. DeSouza with it. Cross court, Anderson nearly lost it, able to run it down. And now hand the ball to Chumber again. Chumber will hold it to the high post, DeSantos. Back out, now Smith to the top of the key. Looks, nobody open there. Now works the ball down the lane, left hand up, no good by DeSantos. Rebound brought down by Vonderschmidt. Harrison ahead, now it is Malone to Eichhoff. Picked up her dribble, needs help. Somebody's got to tell, it's knocked loose by the defense. Eichhoff gets her dribble back. She'll dribble around from the right side to the left, into the paint, pull up, 15-footer. Back about a 12-footer, no good. Offensive rebound and a bunny miss by Harry Vonderschmidt that time. 31-5, Sagan Hart. 3 minutes gone by here in the third quarter. A big battle between Magdans and Smith. Smith is just banging into Magdans and tried to throw it off her leg and missed. It is picked up by Wurtenberger. Ahead, Malone gets it, throws it off the backboard. Eichhoff picked it up. Her shot is blocked. That was not a good exchange there for the Patriots. Foul will go on, I think, it's going to be on Smith. Who did they put that on? They say DeSouza, her first. Team foul number one of the half. Eichhoff off the line. Olivia, first trip there today. 6 points in the ball game. Looking for seven. It's up. It's no good. She'll get another one. 4:50 left in the third. Smith had worked her way all the way back down by the basket all by herself. Finally, Irish said, oh, we better go back there with her. Second free throw is up and good for Olivia Eichhoff. She's got 7 points now. And it's 32-5. Sagan Hart with the lead. Southern and Johnson Brock girls coming up after this one. To the front court and traveling. Anderson couldn't get stopped before she got the pass away. And the Irish get the ball back. 4:40 to go in the third, bring it in to Lauren Malone. Malone walking up the floor, moves to the left side, hands off to Eichhoff. Lady to the right, goes back to the left, spins to the right side again. Mag dance down the lane over Malone from 16. On the rim, no good. Wartenberger, the rebound on the weak side, comes down with it. Back out to Malone from Magdans. Off the rim, no good. Rebound Wartenberger again. Hands underneath. And laying it up and in will be Olivia Icon. Wartenberger with her fifth rebound and an assist there. Lob the ball to the high post in the free throw circle. DeSantos. Now back out to the top. D'Souza drills right. Hands the ball out to Smith for three. Around the rim, won't go. Rebound Olivia Eichhoff, her fifth carry of the day. Off the floor on the right side. Three Irish players set to check in on the next break. Push it in to Vonderschmidt. Lost for bounds. Pushes the ball to the corner. And Magdans will float it up from about 12 feet on the left baseline. Good. She has 11 points in the ball game now. Smith walking the ball up the floor. She does not look to be in a good mood. 36-5, Sacred Heart with the lead. Hands the ball off. Now over it goes to Ann. Take it out. Three ball short, no good. Rebound again to Wartenberger. The shot put up by Chumber. Wartenberger going to pull up. Keeps her dribble. Now high post, Vonderschmidt. Works down the lane. Her shot rejected, but a foul on DeSantos. And DeSantos will pick up her third foul of the ball game. Team foul number three of the half. Or is that two? That might be two. Excuse me. And at the free throw line, Arison Vonderschmidt. Arison is the Sacred Heart girls' career leader in both free throw attempts and free throws made. She makes another one. That gives her 11 points today. She's 3-for-3 at the line. Second one coming up here. Up and good. Got them both. So now 4-for-4 on the day. She has now made 275 free throws. That's more than 40 more than anybody, any other of the Irish girls have ever made in a career. 38-5, and Smith up in the paint, short, no good. Rebound to Delaney Wood, who just checked into the ball game, along with Emma Littrell and Macy Keller. Ahead to Magdans. Push foul on Jada Smith as she runs into Magdans. And Smith tells the official that Magdans is pushing off their forearm. So she'll leave with two fouls. Into the game now comes by Uba Luol. Lob the ball in, and Littrell, she'll get it. She touched it, went backcourt. Oh, she didn't catch it. Okay. Never mind. Yeah. I panicked for no reason. Even forgot the rule. Up the floor with it. Now it's going to be Olivia Eichhoff. Works on the right side to the left side. Looking for a cutter. Can't find anybody. Goes to Keller. Macy bounced past to Magdans. Down the lane and it opened right up and she missed the floater. Eichhoff the rebound. In trouble. Double team. Triple team. Gets it away to Magdans. And she gets fouled. Magdans fouled by Luol. Her second foul. Team foul number four. Timeout Sacred Heart with 2:07 to go in the third. Back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Insurance can be confusing. Contact Community Insurance Group of Pawnee City, Tecumseh and Humboldt. Independent agents Nanette Hatfield, Randy Miller, Howard Beckla, Linda Henriksen, Travis Davison, Kelly Shoup, Kay Leach, and Kim Thornburg are ready to help you get the best insurance coverage at the right price. Farm, home, auto, crop, or business insurance. If you don't know insurance, know your agent. Contact Community Insurance Group's independent agents in Pawnee City, Tecumseh, and Humboldt and put them to work for you.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back to the Beatrice City Auditorium, Johnson County Central, leading BDS today after one quarter in their game, 12-7 in the B Division semifinal. That game's over on sunny 101.3 today. Randy Gatula's over at the auditorium. Parkview Christian coming in at ranked number 5 in the state. And the number one team has beaten 38-5 in the third quarter. And it's a rare year actually, I'm looking at the wrong side here. That's the boys' side. They are not ranked, but they're still 10-2 coming in here, just out of sorts today. Into the game for the Irish now is Gentry Lechtenberg. Gets it into Malone. Malone working it around the right side to Witt. Witt moves the ball back to the left side. Holding, gives it to Keller. Macy looking. And reaching in and taking it away is going to be Dos Santos. Minute 47 to go in the third. And a drive to the basket, a foul on Macy Keller. Macy's second. Well, we'll see if the Patriots can get on the scoreboard. They have not scored since the first quarter of this ball game. It was 5-5. It's a 33-0 run for the Irish here. Free throw up, short, no good. Second free throw coming here for my Lynette DeSosa. Up and got it. That will break the 33-0 run for the Irish. All right, Malone to the front court. Luol guards her. Luol lost her balance, fell down. Handed off now to Witt. Delaney Witt for three on the rim. No good. Rebound to Anderson. Anderson flying up the floor with it. Pulls up. Fires a two. It's up. No good. Rebound to Macy Keller. Keller will grab it and give it to Malone. A long one up the floor to Witt. Delaney backing in and an offensive foul as Anderson gets set, takes the charge. Foul on Witt, her first team foul number three of the half on the Irish. Into the game once again, Priscilla Cabrales for the Patriots. And now coming up the floor, Vanessa Anderson with it, senior. Right side with it. D'Souza out to the right wing. Back he goes to the top with 1 minute to go in the third. Dribbling, looking underneath. They get the ball in, and finally a bucket up and good for Dos Santos, her first two of the ball game. 38-8 now. And the Irish come around Malone from the left to the right. In the middle with it. It's going to be driven down the left side of the lane by Littrell to Lechtenberg, and now back out top to Witt with 34 seconds to go in the third. Witt drives left, turns the corner, throws it up with the left hand off the glass, and got her to go. Lady Witt with her first two of the ball game, and it's now 40-8, Sacred Heart. To the front court again, the Patriots with 15 seconds to go. A drive to the basket, traveling home, and the Irish get the ball back for the final 13 seconds of the third quarter. Malone take the inbound from Lechtenberg. Oh, she threw it right there. She wanted to bounce that ball up through to get a little more time. And Malone goes right to the hole. Shot is blocked by DeSantos. Four on the clock, three at midcourt, and it's fired up and, oh, hit the rim. But no good for just inside midcourt. After three quarters, Sacred Heart 40 and Parkview 8. Back in 1 minute on KTNC.
Hi, my name is Jeff Nichols. Community Medical Center in Falls City, Nebraska has a new doctor on staff, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Strike. He just replaced my right knee, spent a little time at the hospital, both great experiences. I highly recommend Dr. Strike and Community Medical Center in Falls City. Dr. Strike specializes in treatment of sports injuries and total joint replacement. So if you have problems, give them a call at 245-6510.
At DeKalb, success never rests, but neither do diseases. That's why we're introducing the next big thing in breeding innovation, DeKalb Disease Shield. Featuring exclusive genetics from the DeKalb Breeding Program, DeKalb Disease Shield provides a new level of protection against five of the most costly corn diseases without sacrificing your yield potential. State Line Ag of Dawson for DeKalb Seed. Call Will or Neil with your seed questions.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
40-8, the lead to Sacred Heart here after three quarters this afternoon at the After City Auditorium. It's going to be Sacred Heart basketball. Coach Luke Santa puts the starters in there to start this period. 11 for Rachel Magdans, 12 for Harry Vonderschmidt, 9 for Olivia Eichhoff to lead the Irish today. At this point, off the floor, Eichhoff with the basketball, Smith guards her. Olivia moves early, they pass her off to another defender. Now she passes the ball away to Wurtenberger. Jessica coming across, gives to Magdan, weaving back to the right side. She'll go down and take it to Eichhoff, and a reach-in foul call here on the Patriots. Let's see. Foul will go on Lena D'Souza, her second, team foul number 5.5. So Eichhoff will bring Vonderschmidt out in the midcourt circle. And now underneath is Eichhoff from Magdans. Can't connect, but she got fouled right underneath the hoop. Good ball movement that time by the Irish, and the foul on Angel Chumber, her second, team foul number 6. Eichhoff to the line, looking for double digits on the day here. She's got 9 right now. 1-for-2 at the line, gets set up to go, and got it. She'll get another one here. 7:36 to go. So the next free throw coming here from Olivia Eichhoff. Junior sets. Deep knee bend on the way up and swishes it home. She's now got 11 in the ball game. 42-8 is our score. Come back the other way here, working around the perimeter. Now down in the corner, Smith. Smith with it. Now back out again, it goes to Anderson. Anderson to the top to DeSantos. DeSantos with the ball. Back to the top they go, and a pass redirected. Now it goes to Anderson. To Jada Smith out on the right side wing. Take the ball inside and back to Smith. Spins in against Magdans, and she'll be fouled coming from the side by Wurtenberger, I believe. Jessica picks up her second foul of the ball game, team foul number 4 now. Now they lob the ball in, and it's taken away by Magdans. They tried to get in there to DeSantos. To the front, underneath Wurtenberger, way under the bucket. Pass it back out top to Vonderschmidt. And Eric gets fouled, and she'll go to the line to shoot 2 here. Foul will go against D'Souza, her 3rd. 1-1 the rest of the ball game now here for the Irish. Vonderschmidt up, good. That gives her 13 on the day. Right around her average on the season. And good again. Makes a middle. She's 6-for-6 at the line today. And it's 44-8. Smith with a move at the top of the key. Turned away by the Irish defense. She gets the ball back. She fires and hits the triple. Her second one of the afternoon. And it's now 44-11. So now they break into double digits. Sacred Heart with a basketball. Vonderschmidt with it for Magdans. Take it around the perimeter. Now Magdans for 3 on the rim. Twice won't go. Rebound out of bounds. And they say touch last by Wurtenberger. Coach Luke Sandel bringing Macy Keller back in. Delaney Witt and Emma Littrell in the game. Eichhoff, Vonderschmidt, and Magdans sit down for the Irish. So we come back the other way here with the basketball. It's going to be the Patriots with left side for Smith for a long 3. Missed it short. And rebound out of bounds off of the Patriots. Sagar gets the ball back again. Wurtenberger into Malone. Malone with the basketball will work it up the right side of the floor. Take it over to the far side. Hand it off there for Delaney Witt. coming around to the middle, hands the ball away to Wurtenberger. Jess to the top of the circle, stops, leaves it off to Witt again. 5:40 and the clock winding here in quarter number four. Witt in traffic, tripped over Anderson, lost the ball. Here come the Patriots. They throw it ahead underneath, and a layup and a three-point opportunity for the Patriots as the bucket is made there. With the score is Priscilla Cabrales, her first two of the ball game. Had a free throw coming. It's 44-13, Sagan Hart. Second free throw, or first free throw, excuse me. Three-point opportunity coming back into the game now is Angel Chummer. Chummer, she comes in for Smith. Smith comes off, you know, favoring her right arm. She's got the shoulder on that right side and bicep all taped up. All right, here we go with the free throw attempt for the three-point play by Cabrales. Pop. And no. And it didn't count anyway because there is a lane violation by Cabrales. Sager gets the ball, 5:30 to go in the ball game. To the front court, Lauren Malone, the senior, will bring it across for the Irish. Moving to the left with the ball, off now to Wurtenberger. Wurtenberger down the lane. Right side, shot taken away, not only block taken away by DeSantos. Head the other way. Give it back out there to Cabrales for three off the bank. No. Rebound. Witt drills it away. And now she'll bring the ball off the floor for Sacred Heart. To the front court. Left side of the floor behind the screen of Keller. Three ball good. Delaney Witt. She's got five in the ball game. Timeout called by the Irish. Up 47-13, and we're back in 30 seconds on KTNC. Okay, we'll keep it here this time. 47-13, the Irish with the lead here as we got 4:52 left in this one during this time out. I'll give you a chance to tell you that coming up next will be the next Girls A Division semifinal. That's going to be Johnson Brock taking on Southern. Johnson Brock 10-2, Southern is 12-1. Then at the later game tonight in the boys, it'll be Fall City Sagan Hart as they will be taking on. They're taking on Palmyra. Too many brackets to look at. Inbound the ball. The Patriots have it. Anderson on the right side takes over to the left side. Now with the ball, handling it. D'Souza up for three. No. Rebound to Witt. Witt coming out of there with the ball for the Irish. Coming up the floor. Holds on to it. Moves around the defender. Pushing off of Anderson. Gives it to Lechtenberg. She'll move to the right side. Now into the game is City Tizzle. Tizzle will shoot it. Blocked out there by DeSantos, the big, tall player for the Patriots, probably 6'4", 6'5". It looks like they didn't list any heights. So we're guessing. Halfway through the fourth quarter, take the ball over across the court to Cabrales. Back on the right side to Elena D'Souza. To DeSantos, shot, free throw line, no, rebound to Keller. Keller will give it up, and here comes Delaney Witt to the front. Witt for a long three. Right, no good, rebound, Lechtenberg got bumped into it. It's going to be a foul, number four, on DeSantos. Her four, T foul number eight, Lechtenberg at the line. First trip there today for her. One and one opportunity. She gets set, fires, no. Rebound, ran down by Lechtenberg after it was tipped by two or three Patriots. Witt with the basketball, running around the perimeter on the right side, dishes out to Tizzle, and she traveled. Got her feet moving before she got the dribble on the floor. Timeout called by the Patriots with 3:24 to go. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Like a prairie wildfire, the word is spreading fast. Try it and you'll agree. Dan's Country Meats quality is the best in the Midwest. Schedule your appointment now for your beef and pork custom slaughtering and processing. Place your orders for quarters and sides of Dan's Meats. Special cut to your satisfaction. Always a cut above the rest. Dan's Country Meats, your one-stop store for gas and groceries, too. Located on the cutting edge of Highway 4 in Table Rock, Nebraska.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
47-13, State Hart with the lead here over the Parkview Christian Patriots. Our girls A division first semifinal today. Johnson Brock and Southern coming up next. That one's scheduled for a 5 o'clock start. Anderson will bring it up, a little point guard for the Patriots. State Hart still playing man-to-man defense. All the starters are sitting now for Coach Luke Sando. At the other end, Anderson gets it back. Take the ball in to Dos Santos. Up, good, and a foul. Second hoop for Caroline Dos Santos. The back is bucket is good. Foul on Macy Keller is going to be her third foul of the ball game. Team foul number 6 on the Irish now. So 47-15 and 47-16 now. And to the front court again, Delaney Wick for the Irish. 3 minutes to go. Around one defender, keeps on going, stops, leaves it back to Littrell. Over the right side to Tizzle. Sadie with the dribble, looking out top, Lechtenberg. Drilling with it. Moving around, out to Witt. Delaney on the left side, back to Lechtenberg. Chantry moving the ball to the right, out it goes to Tizzle. Fakes. Hands the ball back to Lechtenberg. She handles the ball pretty well. Freshman, 5'8". Down the lane she goes. Forces it up. No, but a whistle and a foul. And let's see if that's Dos Santos. Nope, it's not. It's 24 instead. It's D'Souza. Her fourth. Team foul number 9. And Lechtenberg back to the line to shoot 2. This time it's up. It's good. 48-16, Sagan Hart. 2:25. More subs in here for the Irish. Second one on the way up. And rattles and spins out of there. Rebound to Dos Santos. Jocelyn Overdeen checks in, a 5'7 freshman. Three ball corner, no good by Corrales. Got her own rebound. Found his way all the way back out to her. Inside the ball goes, loose ball, held ball, will stay on the Patriot end. Let's see, we've got also in there now is Ellie Falk. Falk, Overdeen, Lechtenberg, Keller, and who am I missing for the Irish? Lechtenberg, Keller, Overdeen, three long three, up no good by Dos Santos. Rebound to Lechtenberg on the run up the right side. Leaves the ball back now for City Tizzle. Tizzle moves to the left. Out it goes there to the corner with it. Falk. Minute 44 to go. The Irish running a weave out top. Lechtenberg now hands the ball off. And now it'll be Tizzle around. She'll pull over the free throw line. Shoot it off the mark. No good. Rebound to Santos. With a minute and a half to go in this one. Headed up the floor, she goes. Off the right side to the basketball. Holding it, looking the other way. Fires it back out to the top. And now in deep to Dos Santos. She'll pass it out of there. Shot on the way. No good. Lechtenberg, the rebound. Off the miss there by Chumber. To the front court we go with the basketball now. Sadie Tizzle. Left side with it to Falk. To Lechtenberg. Right side moving. Back to the left. Passes the ball off to Tizzle again. Tizzle. They overplay the pass lane. Nowhere to go. Now to Keller in the middle of the floor. Macy, the 6-foot junior, will back up. Hands the ball over to Lechtenberg. Lechtenberg got picked and moving the other way with it. D'Souza up and good. She got the steal. She got the bucket and she got fouled. That gives her 3 points to the line to shoot the bonus. Foul on Sagan. Kendra Lechtenberg, her first. Free throw up, off the mark, no good. Rebound gonna be picked up in the corner by Lechtenberg. 30 seconds to go in this one. Ready to go to the left side with the basketball. Lechtenberg down the lane. Fires it right into the Caroline Dos Santos, big center. And the ball's out of bounds off her hands. And the ball to the Irish with 26 seconds to go. Inbounding, see Tisdall. Lob it out to Lechtenberg beyond the three-point line. Starts right, goes left, drives in, and again DeSantis reaches up, blocks it, takes it away. On the run the other way, DeSouza blocked, oh my, by Keller. That looked like a clean block from up here on the stage. Macy picks up her fourth foul of the ball game. Team foul number 7, and to the line goes Mylena DeSouza to shoot a pair. She is 1 for 4, and now 2 for 5 on the day at the line. Second coming, that makes it 48-19. Next free throw on the way is up, and good get. Got them both. And it's 48-20. 10 seconds to go. Tisdall with the ball. Drives to the left side, hands it off there. Might have been a double dribble, but the Irish got away with it. And Lechtenberg is going to fire at the buzzer, no good. Your final score, Sacred Heart 48, Parkview Christian 20. Back in 1 minute on TTMC.
Need to file an insurance claim, update your policy, or apply for home or auto insurance? Casey Agency is your independent insurance agency located at the First National Bank of Johnson and at the Auburn branch of First National Bank of Johnson. When you need home, auto, or agricultural insurance, see Casey Agency, your independent insurance agency, at First National Bank of Johnson or at the Auburn branch of First National Bank of Johnson, and take care of your banking and insurance needs all in one stop.
Main Street Bank, with 7 locations in southeast Nebraska, operating full-service locations in Cook, Louisville, Peru, Syracuse, Tecumseh, Virginia, and Wymore. Main Street Bank clearly identifies the hometown character of the Heartland. Main Street Bank was founded to help fuel people's dreams. Member FDIC. Main Street Bank, close to you in southeast Nebraska, in the towns of Cook, Louisville, Peru, Syracuse, Tecumseh, Virginia, and Wymore.
A branch of Western National Bank.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Let's check the scoring in this ball game for the Sagan Irish today. The winners, they are led in scoring by Harrison Vonderschmidt at her for 14 points on the day. Olivia Eichhoff and Rachel Magdans each with 11. Rachel had 3 triples in the ball game, all in the first half. 5 for Delaney Witt, 2 for Lauren Malone, 4 for Jessica Wurtenberger, and 1 point today for the Lechtenberg. For the Patriots, they are led by Jada Smith. She had a pair of triples for 6. Mylena DeSouza had 5, 4 for Caroline Dos Santos, and 2 each for Priscilla Cabrales and Angel Chumber, for their total of 20. Cigar improving to 11-3 on the year. Parkview now 10-3 on the season. Up next, it will be the Johnson Brock girls taking on the Southern Raiders. They'll sweep the floor. They'll put 20 minutes on the clock. We'll be ready to go here. Should be starting just a little bit after 5 o'clock. That's coming up next on KTNC.